Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. To provide immediate financial assistance to farmers and ranchers impacted by COVID-19, the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act provided the Agriculture Secretary with an immediate $9.5 billion and the Commodity Credit Corporation with a $14 billion replenishment. Combining existing CCC funding of the $6.5 billion with the $9.5 billion appropriated, the Secretary created a $16 billion coronavirus food assistance program that will provide direct payments to farmers and ranchers to partially offset COVID-19-related losses for livestock and specialty and non-specialty crops. On May 19th, USDA unveiled the details of these payments. Not all commodities are covered by the newly announced payments because USDA's Farm Service Agency did not have enough pricing data to determine a payment rate or estimate a loss. For those commodities, there will be a notice of availability of funds and a call for data and information so that proper assistance can be determined. Agriculture depends on safe and efficient infrastructure. Rural roads and bridges are a critical link in our nation's food supply chain. Preliminary data from the Bureau of Transportation Statistics Commodity Flow Survey show that more than 70% of America's freight, worth $10 trillion, is moved on the highway system. U.S. roads and highways link farmers, ranchers, manufacturers, and service industries to grain elevators, ethanol plants, processors, feedlots, markets, and ports. Rural roads' significant deficiencies have created many challenges and opportunities to improving the efficiency of the agricultural supply chain. However, America's ability to address its rural transportation challenges is threatened by a significant decrease in state transportation revenues due to the COVID-19 pandemic, an existing backlog of surface transportation projects, and the continued need for regulatory flexibility. The Trump administration announced the details of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, direct payments to farmers last week, an aid package applauded by Farm Bureau. Farmers can enroll in the program by contacting their local Farm Service Agency office. To qualify for a payment, a commodity must have declined in price by at least 5% between mid-January to mid-April 2020 due to the coronavirus, and it will come as a single payment. To ensure the availability of funds, producers will receive 80% of their maximum total payment upon approval of their application, and the remaining 20% that does not exceed the payment limit will be paid at a later date. Congress is considering changes in the next legislation for the Paycheck Protection Program. AFBF is seeking corrections that will allow farmers to better participate. R.J. Carney, Congressional Relations Director, explained that action is expected soon. Carney said, "We expect the House to take up a bill this week. The Senate is expected to vote on its bipartisan bill shortly after getting back into session next week." Corrections Farm Bureau recommends to the legislation, including allowing farmers to increase their net farm income through all rental income, farm equipment trades, breeding livestock, and other documented sources of income. Farm Bureau is also asking Congress to allow all H-2A workers in the United States to qualify for the program when determining the employee count and for purposes of eligibility. Major upheaval in U.S. cattle markets has increased attention on the growing gap between high beef prices and low cattle prices. Always with an eye on how the organization can help its farmer and rancher members, AFBF is working aggressively, particularly during the coronavirus pandemic, to make sure livestock producers are fairly compensated for their cattle. Farm Bureau's efforts on that front include calling for investigations by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission and USDA into questionable market practices, meeting with both CFTC and USDA officials to convey a strong interest in a robust investigation of any market-distorting activities, and working with government entities and other agricultural organizations to engage in aggressive oversight of cattle markets to ensure producers are paid fair value for their livestock. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.